Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff. We've got a very special guest on this episode, Fabio Viviani. He's got a new restaurant in Lake Zurich called Lago. We will get to that conversation in a bit, but we have to get to the latest on the 2024 Chicago Pizza Madness Tournament. Brought to you by Career Vision. Mike, we are on to the second round of Chicago's very own Eats Pizza Madness Tournament.
Yeah, the response has been incredible. Year two of this thing, and we're already at 126,000 votes.
Wow.
You know, last year we told out just like above 300,000. I think we're going to blow that away. But we had some interesting surprises in the first round.
Give us the upsets, Mike. What did we have in the opener?
You know, and I'm sure the people that follow these restaurants aren't going to consider them upsets, but they're newcomers to this tournament. Bartolini's, who was in our play-in round, took down what I think is objectively the best thin crust pizza in the entire western suburbs, Kim's Uncle, and they blew him away by a ton. Uncle Jerry's out of Cary had a huge, huge showing, and right now they're leading JJ Twiggs, another one of my favorites. These newcomers just want to beat up on my favorites, and I understand. It's fine. The other thing that's been fun to see is Antioch Pizza Shop. Now, I didn't realize how many Antioch pizza shops there actually are, and they are they're mobilizing. Once I put these new brackets up on our WGN Radio Facebook page, there's at least 20 shares already from their people. It's insane.
So you got to do it. You want to compete in it, you got to get active on the social media. Our reigning champion, Giorgio's, is on to the second round with the matchup against Wayne's.
Yeah, that's one of your favorites.
Wayne's is Arlington Heights staple. And they took down Burt's Place.
Which I would you consider that an upset as someone who loves Wayne's, but Burt's has got a reputation?
Burt's has a big-time reputation. I haven't had Wayne's in a long time, but I know they have a strong fan base out there in the Northwest Burbs. I think, I don't know, if I call it an upset, that
it's kind of hard to say upsets, right?
They're such different places,
yeah,
too.
It's true.
Muggs is out round one. Don't love that. Uncle Jerry's over Mug of Arrows.
Our runner-up from last year is knocked out. Foxes.
Wow.
Got knocked out by another newcomer, V&V Paisano, that's based out of Bartlett.
Okay.
Yeah.
Melnati's over Beggars, Gino's East, Giordano's, Rosati's, Antioch Pizza, Aurelio's, Paisano's, Home Run Inn. Those are the local chains that moved on from round one to round two. All right, round two goes until when, Mike?
It'll go to Thursday morning right after I wake up. I try to have the update by 6 a.m. So if you are trying to get votes in, get them. Just tell your friends. I mean, what's nice is we do have some things in place, so there is no attempts at cheating or any shenanigans.
Right.
So I think things have been very fair, and also it's just cool to see the support that the community's put into each of these places. So I'm excited to see what happens come Thursday.
Okay, so Thursday morning, that'll be March 21st. That's the cutoff to vote for round two.
Correct, and that's when we will also announce our Slice 16.
Our Slice 16. Okay, go to WGNRadio.com and be sure to check out our Facebook page as well for more updates on the Chicago Pizza Madness Tournament. Brought to you by Career Vision. All right, we had a very special guest, Fabio Viviani, a famed celebrity chef, has all kinds of different concepts in Chicago, around Chicago, and a new restaurant called Lago in Lake Zurich. And we talked to Fabio about the new concept in Lake Zurich. It's a very special guest today, Fabio Viviani, joining us, celebrity chef. He has a new restaurant in Lake Zurich that I know Mike has been to, and he talked highly of it. Fabio, we appreciate you jumping on the podcast with us.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me. It's a pleasure being here.
I know you're involved with a whole bunch of different concepts, and I know this one's a little extra special for you because it is near your neighborhood. It's your backyard, Lago in Lake, Lake Zurich. Talk about the concept a little bit and what people can expect if they go visit your new restaurant.
So, look, I got a lot of restaurants. I got to be honest. I love them all equally, right? From the Great Siena Tavern and Prime and Provision of Chicago to the Bar Siena's, but these is just happened to be around the corner from my house. So while at every other restaurant I have, I serve a ton of friends, family, and guests. Here I serve my neighbors. So it's a beautiful Italian steakhouse, very very traditional Italian, modern look, great atmosphere. We kind of brought the suburban. We met the suburban need of having a piece of downtown without the drive, right? Mm-hmm. That's kind of what we did there. Great cocktail, great wine, tons of high-end label, craft cocktail, incredible selection of Italian dishes as well as steakhouse classic desserts. You name it, we probably have it.
If there's one thing on the menu you would recommend somebody get, what would you tell them to order, Fabio?
So there is a few things on the menu. We have all the pasta are handmade. So if you want to really get true Italian pasta without the trip, just get to Lago. The seafood is fantastic. My favorite dish is basically a peach, Georgia peaches, miso, braised pound of cod. It's the most buttery, delicious fish that you can possibly have, and we finish it with a drizzle of Italian balsamic vinegar, and we broil that in 800 degrees broil. What come out is a crusty crunch on top, delicious piece of seafood that you don't even need a knife to eat it, just the fork and you're good to go. Number one selling item here.
Mike has been to your restaurant already. Mike, did you order that?
You know what I had? I had the Wagyu meatballs, which were incredible. The ricotta bruschetta. The rolls are incredible, too, with the honey butter. I had the ribeye and the sweet corn. Everything was incredible. But, you know, I came in with my family a couple weeks ago. My parents actually live right behind the restaurant in the sanctuary right there. And you came up to my 18-month-old daughter while she was having the mac and cheese, which she was in love with. And you're like, I got her approval. That's all I need. You guys can all go home. you were so sweet about it. And as someone who grew up in Lake Zurich, and I, you know, in the 36 years that I've been living, Lake Zurich has never had anything like this before. What has been the reception like for you, and what have you kind of heard from the community as you've been, you know, working the restaurant for the last couple weeks?
Well, it's been incredible. And one thing I forgot to mention, but it's a little bit of a humble bragging, right? So we had over 15,000 reservations made in the first 48 hours of us opening for reservation.
That's incredible.
So incredible response. Saturday night, you know, I love a lot of places around here. All the restaurants in Barrington, Lake Zurich, Deer Park, they're all dear. You know, we love them all. You know, what we realized is that we didn't have a very late night crowds, right?
Mm-hmm.
The town and the restaurant scene kind of dies fairly early. And what we have seen is that, you know, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is a Lago. You know, at 10 o'clock at night, there is still 250 people in the building.
Wow.
So it's a great response. It's a really what was needed. You know, we have live entertainment Thursday night. We have live entertainment Friday night, Saturday night. So people don't go out late because there's nothing to go to. Right. When you don't have anything to look forward aside from a good meal, which you can get around here. You know, now Lago brings the atmosphere, the ambience, the music, the instruments, the food, till very late. And it's a great vibe. It really is.
Fabio, what is a typical day like for you? Because you have all these different concepts and restaurants. You're all over the media. You're a big-time celebrity chef. What's a typical day for
like
Fabio?
30-some restaurants. That's insane.
Well, we have a little bit more than that.
Sorry, I undersold it.
We got about 60-plus concepts and growing, but 60-plus ready and growing. But you know, for us, it's like, you know, this was needed around here, right? My day, whenever I open a restaurant, I spend a lot of time there. You saw me for months at Siena Tavern, Bar Siena, and every other restaurant I go there, and I spend time there because I want them to be successful. And usually the person that creates the company creates the standards. So once they see me work harder than anybody else or as hard as everybody else works, then that's when they learn that that's a serious business, and you lead by example. So my days are long. I still work 16, 18 hour most days. The only difference between how hard I work right now and how hard I used to work is that right now, if I want to, I get to take time off and I don't have to ask permission. aside from the wife, but it really didn't change much. You know, everybody's saying, you know, first couple of restaurants are hard, then it gets easier. It doesn't. This is a very hard business. I have the utmost respect on how, you know, most people made it through the whole shutdown and the whole pandemic in restaurant business. And I have the utmost sympathy for the one that didn't want to do it and didn't want to deal with all this crap because it's a hard industry. Right. And you got to be very passionate or completely insane to be in this business if you do have another opportunity out there.
I love that.
It's a crazy industry.
I love that you're leading by example while you're there for a couple of months at a time. When you go visit a restaurant, say in the area or something, what are you looking for when you go and visit somewhere for the first time as someone who just wants to enjoy a restaurant experience?
I look forward not to have to cook. I gotta be honest. You know, I cook all the time. So yeah. if you wanna make me happy, make me a sandwich or make me a meal. I don't have to do it, right? So, you know, I'm easy to please. I didn't grow up with much, I'm not fancy. I enjoy homie and hood more than I enjoy glory and fame and fancy. And you know, you're probably gonna see him, you catch me eating tacos at a corner street, but it's going to be very hard for you to see me in a 3 Michelin star restaurant. it's not my thing, right? So I enjoy my family. I love go out with them. The food and everything else is less important because my standard I do, but my standard, it's just hard to get it around. So when I want a good meal, I know where to go. When I want to stay quiet, I know where to go. When I want to have a good drink, I know where to go.
That's Fabio Viviani. His new restaurant is Lago. It's in Lake Zurich, 350 North Rand Road. Be sure to go check it out. Fabio, we appreciate you jumping on, and congratulations on yet another fantastic restaurant.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for the shout, and I look forward to see you here.
All right, and that's going to do it for the latest episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats. Big thank you to Fabio for joining us on the podcast. And be sure to get your votes in for round two of the Chicago Pizza Madness Tournament brought to you by Career Vision. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff. This is the latest episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats.